Good morning, the Wolf. Who's this?
Good morning, Scotty McCreary. How you doing?
Scotty McCreary!
Wow, good to hear from you. It's been a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me back home.
My pleasure. You are welcome anytime. You are definitely a member of the Wolf Pack, my friend. So, Scotty, since we spoke last, like I said, it's been a minute. Let's see. You've become a dad. You've also become a member of the Grand Ole Opry. A couple big milestones, my friend.
Major ones. I'm telling you, being a dad is the coolest thing ever. And Grand Ole Opry is legit a lifelong dream come true. I'm still pinching myself about that one.
Well, we're pinching ourselves in Wolf Country because you and Tyler Braden are coming to the Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel in Fort Hall this Saturday night.
I cannot wait to get out there. Me and the band are getting ready for it, and it's going to be a big night, I know that.
It is. So you're a first-time dad. Congratulations again. Got a little boy. Talk about that dad life, man, because it changes everything.
You know, I'm trying to just live in the moment, enjoy it. He's sitting right next to me here on the bus in Pennsylvania as I'm talking to you. So,
that's awesome.
It's so cool. And just seeing him every day, he's learning something new. He's very aware. And he takes in everything. You know, I'm kind of having to remember that Rodney Atkins song, you know, watching you, and watch what I say and all that, because he's picking up on it. But he is just the coolest dude, and the tour life looks a little different. I'm looking at Buzz Lightyear and toy pianos and trucks on the bus.
Buzz Lightyear instead of Bud Light. That sounds like a country song. How old is he now?
Year and a half.
You said a year and a half. I'm sure Mama would say it in months, right?
Yeah, 20 months. Exactly.
20 months. Yeah, 20 months. All right. Dads and moms differ on how they do the age thing, but one thing they can agree on, they do grow up fast, man. So that means he needs a baby brother or a baby sister. Are you all thinking about having more kids?
Well, we have our hands full right now, for sure. You know, I think I grew up with just me and my sister, so I think that'd be good. I think my wife, her whole family, I mean, she just has a sister, but her whole family is kind of a big family, lots of brothers and sisters. I think she'd be okay with 10, but maybe there's a happy medium there somewhere.
I'm sure there will be, man. I got four. I've got two boys older, and then I got two younger girls. And I will say, you have to experience both sides here, man. It would be pretty cool if you were a girl dad as well. I'm just going to say. It's a totally different experience, for sure.
I would love it, for sure. It'd be life's greatest honor. So
absolutely, man. Everything I see and everything that I've read and I can tell you're a great dad and your wife's a great mom, and any child would be very lucky to be born into your family, my friend. No doubt about that. No doubt about that.
Well, lucky to be his parents.
Aw. It's interesting because we're watching Luke Combs, for example. Having kids and how it's affected his songwriting and choice of music. He just put out the Fathers and Sons album, which was, I'm sure you may have heard it already as a dad. I mean, it hits totally different, obviously. Has it changed your songwriting mindset, being a dad?
Yeah, totally. We were just talking about that record from Luke this morning, actually, me and my wife. So, I totally get where he's at. You know, I feel like when I was making this last record, Rise and Fall, I wrote enough dad songs and baby songs to make three albums, you know. But Luke's at a place in his career. He can do whatever, and, you know, everything he touches turns to gold, you know. But I feel like I didn't want my whole record to be that, you know, with where I'm at. So, sure. But we got him. Lord knows I've got so many songs, baby songs on the Dropbox on my phone. It's pretty good to be in that spot.
Yeah, I think as we go along, you know, we have different seasons in life. You were just talking about, obviously, the way the bus has changed now with baby on board, as they say. It's got to, you know, your life is reflected in your music. And we've seen that, you know, once you became American Idol and then you started building your career in Nashville. And the thing I really kind of noticed and really respect about you and the way that you've done it really slow and steady. And you've really and taken your time being really, really concerned about what you do and how you do it and the quality of your work. And you just went at your own pace, man. And obviously you have a record label and people that support that pace instead of 100 miles an hour with your hair on fire. You're like, yo, I got to do it at my pace and my speed, my way, and it's working out.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. You know, I think the balance is so key for all of us, you know, and I've tried to find that in my life between my career that I love and music, and it's my biggest passion, but also, you know, trying to be there for the family and balancing both of those things. So that's kind of how I am. Just keep my head down, you know, do it quietly, but work hard, you know, and to be able to say we're still doing it and, you know, touring the country and song the radio 13 years after I got started. It's so cool. And I really think I'm having more fun today than I ever have, you know.
Absolutely, man. And we can't wait to have some fun with you again July 13th, Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel. You're going to be on the blacktop. We're no doubt going to have an amazing sunset for you from the west. And you're going to take that outdoor stage and just, it's going to be amazing. Talk about the moment that you were invited to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry. A moment you'll never forget.
Yeah, that was a special night. You know, the invite came from, you know, these new up and coming guy named Garth Brooks, you know, maybe he'll make it one day. But now just seeing him walk out on stage and I immediately knew, like, oh, Garth's not supposed to be here. Like, everything was starting to click. So it's just so cool and that he'd take the time to be there and do the invite. And then the induction happened a few months later with, you know, my biggest heroes, Josh Turner and Randy Travis. So just I couldn't have drawn it up any better. It was such a special night.
That's a whole lot of legend on stage.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, Randy, God bless Randy Travis, brother. I know the connection and the friendship that you have with Randy and obviously Josh. And I mean, the three voices, I mean, you guys could literally prank each other and by calling and saying you're one another. I mean, you could probably pull it off. I mean, when you called, you could have told me that you were Josh Turner. I probably would have believed you. We got a new Randy Travis song. Talk about how you feel about that, because the overwhelming response has been a positive one. And to see that smile on his face, man.
Dude, I love it. You know, I've freaked out, kind of got misty-eyed when I heard it the first time, you know. I think you got to be delicate with the AI stuff, and, you know, there's definitely got to be some guardrails put up. But in that situation, it's a unique situation. The fact that we get to hear a new Randy Travis song when he's, you know, doesn't have his voice to do it right now, I think it's so amazing that we're able to do that. So, and it's a great song, number one, too. Like, I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm loving what you've been putting out lately, obviously. Cabin Solo, can I tell you, I know that you have a fondness for it as well. I love wordplay. I love clever lyrics.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that one just checked all the boxes. And the moment you hear it, you're like, first of all, this is a Scotty McCreery song. Secondly, this is going to be his latest number one song. and just like a song that you can just listen to a lot. And we played it a lot. And so happy for your success on that. On the heels of Damn Straight, which is another great, great song like that. And this new one, Fall of Summer, is, I'm going to say, it's a Scotty McCreery song, but there's a little different flavor on it, man. Talk about it.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, it's got a different vibe to it. I love songs that kind of have that nostalgic feel to it.
Yeah.
To me, it just kind of takes you back to, you know, past summers and past loves. And I don't know. It's got a little bit of that, you know, Keith Urban vibe or something like that when you hear the production on it. So, yeah, but I love it. It's so fun to sing. And when we wrote it, I mean, we were all just smiling, looking at each other like, I think we got something here. So hopefully people enjoy that different flavor.
Absolutely, man. Bring it on. More Scotty McCreery, more flavors, the better. And Fall of Summer, can't wait to hear that live again on July 13th, Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel in Fort Hall. And, man, I'm so happy for you. I know that God's watching over you. I know you're a man of faith. And I know that you feel extraordinarily blessed in where you are personally as well as professionally. And I just want to just say congratulations. So happy for you. And I'm so proud of you, man. I really am.
Well, thank you, man. We're having a blast. And, you know, like you said, we got the good Lord watching out for us and, you know, great family and career. We're having a lot of fun. So appreciate you playing the songs for everybody. So we show up and and they can sing it back to us, it makes the shows a lot more fun.
Absolutely. You're going to have a lot of that going on again July 13th in Fort Hall, Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel. Tickets on sale, ShoshoneBennettGaming.com. We'll be giving away tickets and experiences. Scotty McCreary is coming to Wolf Country. You travel safe, my friend. Enjoy your summer with your family. We'll see you Saturday night in Fort Hall.
Hey, I appreciate it. We can't wait.